Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
Time to take a look at our entertainment offering for the week ahead. And as usual, we're going to start on the small screen as we say hello to Craig Falk, Deputy Editor of TV Plus Magazine. And we start with some pretty exciting news for terrestrial viewers because there's a new season of Survivor dropping on Mnet. It's season 39, The Island of the Idols. And it's only just wrapped up in the US at the end of December. So Craig, for once, we're getting it nice and up to date.
Very much so. And it's a very interesting season as well because they're bringing back two previous contestants who have basically like an idol or godlike status in the game, and they're going to be mentoring the castaways. And what's really cool is that they actually lived, even though they're not part of the season, they were living on this island as though they were taking part, doing their own food, their own shelter, that sort of thing. So they were walking the walk and talking the talk. But, you know, there's also a first ever in Survivor after 39 seasons, even across the international titles, where a castaway was thrown off the show rather than being voted off. And he was even banned from the reunion special. That's how serious this was. And it's been publicized, you know, it's changing the way they're actually doing Survivor going forward. I think they've even added it to international additions in their contract that they're not allowed to do certain things.
Okay, we don't want to say too much, but suffice to say it was the way he was behaving towards fellow cast members that was the reason he was booted off the show. So very interesting development, that one. Okay, so Survivor Season 39, Island of the Idols, will air from Sunday evening on Mnet at 6 p.m. And there's more reality TV on offer over on ETV this week, Craig?
Yeah, America's Got Talent, The Champions, is starting on Sunday the 23rd of February at 2 in the afternoon. It's a little earlier than we're used to for reality TV on our Sunday night lineups, but it's actually a very special one because what they're doing is they're taking talent champions from across the world and putting them together in this season. You know, it's really cool because we've got our own little superstar there, DJ Arch Jr.
Yes.
Who's going to be performing for Simon Cowell, Howie Mandel, Mel B, Heidi Klum, and Terry Crews is back as host, and that's really fun because he's a properly great guy as well. So he puts everyone at ease and makes it fun.
And honestly, this Champions sort of model is a really interesting and entertaining one to watch because you get to see the best of the best from all over the world. I saw the British version of the Champions, and it really was fun to watch. Interesting to see what they do in other countries and where the hidden talents lie. So that is Sunday the 23rd of February on ETV at 2 p.m. Also, just to mention, there is a new Chicago Triple Threat coming our way on Tuesday the 25th of Feb. Over on Mnet from 7 o'clock, there are going to be season premieres back-to-back of Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, and PD. And I believe we must have the tissues handy. There are going to be some deaths of notable characters in those opening episodes. So you have been warned. That is Tuesday evening. Craig, let's take a look at the streaming services. What's your pick on Showmax this week?
There's a drama called Sticks and Stones. It's available right now, so you can actually go and start streaming today. It's a gripping three-part miniseries that highlights the culture of office bullying. You know, it's created by Mike Bartlett, who wrote for Dr. Foster, who wrote for Doctor Who. So he actually knows what he's doing when it comes to putting together a good show. And it follows an office worker who collapses during an important presentation and basically costs his company this important contract. And his co-workers, they are pretty brutal in the way that they're reminding him every single day that he's made a huge mistake. A lot of people said that they were sick to their stomachs after the first episode. That's how brutal this thing is.
Sure.
You'll sit there possibly realizing that you're doing it yourself. The level that they're actually at and the intensity is mind-blowingly scary.
Okay, such a super relevant topic for a show. So Sticks and Stones on office bullying, available right now on Showmax. And then on Netflix, Craig, you've picked a second season of a story based on a real-life drug cartel.
Yeah, Narcos Mexico, season 2, 10 episodes long. It does have subtitles, so you'll be watching the screen closely. It follows the story of Miguel Angel Felix Gallardo, the godfather of Mexico's Guadalajara cartel. And, you know, he's back doing what he does best, and that's getting drugs out of Mexico and across the border into the U.S. The problem is that some of his own people are betraying him. He's also got to deal with these corrupt politicians who are not exactly influencing his business, but they've got the DEA sniffing around, the FBI watching. And it has ripple effects onto his business.
Okay, so this is a biographical drama with a touch of creative license taken, as is their right, but it is loosely based in reality. It sounds like one well worth looking out for. Narcos Mexico, available now on Netflix. Craig, thanks so much for those suggestions. We'll chat again next week. What's happening on the big screen this weekend? Let's find out from our entertainment reporter, Chanel September.
It's Friday, so let's see what's showing at the cinema this weekend.
This is Meg, Amy, Beth, and Joe.
We start off with a new version and adaptation of a classic novel. It's a film that's received all-round rave reviews and even Oscar buzz. Little Women tells the story of four sisters coming of age in America in the aftermath of the Civil War.
I'm working on a novel. It is a story of my life and my sisters.
Make it short and spicy. And if the main character is a girl, make sure she's married by the end.
It's directed by Greta Gerwig. The film also has a great cast, including Emma Watson and Laura Dern. I would highly recommend it, so go on and give it a watch. Next on our watch list this weekend is the horror Fantasy Island. It's an adaptation of the popular 70s TV show about a magical island resort. Here's a sneak peek.
There is an elevator. In the elevator, you press the button to the floor with no name. Behind those doors, the life you always dreamt of.
I hope you're ready.
The film stars Lucy Hale, Michael Pena, and Maggie Q. It's directed by Jeff Wadlow. If horror and suspense is your thing, then this movie might just be for you. And then lastly, this one is for the kiddos, ultimate fans, and the young at heart. Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm Sonic, a little ball of super energy in an extremely handsome package. On my planet, people were always after my powers. So I came to yours. It gets a little lonely, but that's okay. I am living my best life on Earth.
Sonic is an extraterrestrial blue hedgehog who can run at supersonic speeds. After being discovered, a small town police officer must help it defeat an evil genius who wants to do experiments on it. It's directed by Jeff Fowler and stars Ben Schwartz, James Marsden, and Jim Carrey. That's a wrap from me, Chanel September. I'll be back next week with more movie hits and misses.
Thanks so much, Chanel. And let's find out from Cape Talk producer Stefan Lombard what's worth listening to on podcast this week.
Journalist Ronan Farrow's work helped spawn the Me Too movement. It fundamentally changed how many talk about sexual harassment and rape. He's also the man who broke the Harvey Weinstein story. The podcast Catch and Kill is based on the book of the same name. It chronicles just how he managed to break the story of Weinstein's alleged sex crimes and how those in power protected him. Weinstein, of course, was one of Hollywood's biggest power brokers for a couple of decades. Rumors of his predatory behavior had been around for years, and it took Ronan to make that clear. Over the course of the series, you hear from victims, journalists, and even a private investigator hired to tail Farrow as Weinstein discovered he was being looked into. Now, despite the subject matter, Catch and Kill is just dispassionate enough to listen to and even binge. Ronan and his team make it feel like you are on the investigative journey with them. It's excellent storytelling. The latter half of the 9-episode series takes an unexpected narrative direction, and I don't want to give away too much, but it involves the US president and understanding better exactly what catch and kill means. I cannot help but be left wondering about the importance of investigative journalism and its role, and how many stories like this just never see the light of day. The full run of Catch and Kill is available on Spotify and almost every other on-demand audio service.
You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.